It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show airs December 2nd, but enthusiasm for the media spectacle and the brand in general isn't what it used to be. We look at why the company is losing out to brands that promote comfort over sexiness and explore how its image squares with women in 2018. Did you once shop at Victoria's Secret but later decided to buy elsewhere? Was it a combination of cost and comfort or some other reason? Are you a mother with a young daughter who wants to shop at Victoria's Secret but feel conflicted about it? Or do you like the image of unabashed sexiness that the brand projects? Tell us why. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Tariro Mazewa is a staff editor and writer for the New York Times opinion section. She writes about culture, style, and human rights. Her recent piece is titled Victoria's Secret. In 2018, fewer women want to hear it. Tariro, welcome to the Morning Show.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Victoria's Secret is still the leading lingerie brand in the United States, but its share of the market is falling hard. Tell us about that.
Sure. So obviously we all know of Victoria's Secret. It's in almost every mall. We've seen the ads everywhere, and then there's the big fashion show that people look forward to watching every year. And what's really happened over the last couple of years is that they've lost their share of the market. I mean, they're still the leading brand, but more brands are popping up, like smaller brands. And those smaller brands are really connecting with women all over the place. And you see that across social media. So that's brands like Aerie, like Third Love, The NYX, True & Co. And what's common about a lot of those brands is that they're owned by women. So that's what I spent some time talking to people about.
Well, what did you hear? What are the reasons that Victoria's Secret is losing market share?
Well, one big thing is really the advertising. A lot of women say, you know, well, it's great that, you know, all these companies say they have diversity and they've got big sizes and they'll make products for me. I mean, it's not like Victoria's Secret only has tiny sizes, right? Like, they actually offer bra sizes from 38 to 40 double D, which is triple D, which is actually a good range of size. But if you put it in context, most women in the U.S. are a 34 double D and growing. And women have said, like, that's actually not enough options. But even more than that, it's not enough for a company to say, like, hey, we have a 40 triple D, but then not advertise with women who are 40 triple D, right? Victoria's Secret models do appear to have very similar bodies. They're very thin, and that's its image. It's consistently marketed with those women and put its, like, Victoria's Secret angels front and center, and women just are kind of sick of seeing that. They want to see their bodies reflected in advertising.
It's a famed fashion show, as you mentioned, airs this weekend. The viewership for that has also suffered. What do we know about the changes in viewership over the years?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, in 2013, the show was still a really big deal. And that's not all that long ago. I believe in 2013, 9.7 million viewers tuned in. That's a lot of people. But the show last year only had 5 million people. That's a significant drop in just a few years. So fewer people are connecting with it in that sense as well. And, you know, you might remember a time when it was a really big deal when it was announced who the angels were and which models were going to be part of the show. And you just kind of see less of that conversation. People aren't as invested in the brand in that way anymore.
Tell us about the history of Victoria's Secret and its brand. Who started it and why?
So it was started in the 70s, in the late 70s, by Roy and Gay Raymond. And it came to be because Roy had gone into a department store and he felt a little, you know, he felt self-conscious and like he didn't know what he was doing in there. He was looking for lingerie for his wife. And that's kind of really the genesis of Victoria's Secret. It was started by a man who knew what he wanted to find for his wife. And everything about the company has remained that way. It's really catered to the male gaze. It's like, what do men find sexy? What do men want to see women in? And we're kind of in a time right now where a lot of women are saying, like, I don't care what he wants to see me in. I mean, certainly a lot of women still feel that way. There's nothing wrong with saying, like, what does he want to see me in? But a lot of women are saying, well, what are my other options? And looking for companies that offer those other options.
You mentioned some of the startups that Victoria's Secret has been losing some of its market share to, like Third Love. The image that these brands project, how is it different from the one that Victoria's Secret is putting out there?
It's really different. I mean, Third Love, for example, has so many different campaigns. I know one campaign in New York City, they took over this passageway on the subway, and you'd just be walking down this hallway, and you see massive ads with, like, women of totally different sizes, different ages. Like, they have women with, like, gray hair who are, like, grandmothers. They have a woman with a baby, like a black woman with a baby. And they, you know, with that, they actually have a nursing bra, right? They're marketing to mothers. And that's a really big deal. Like, women want to see that. Or a company like the Knicks, which also has, like, just regular women in their campaigns, they market, you know, their main product is leak-proof underwear. That's the one. That's the thing that really they're known for. They also do bras, like sweat-proof bras. But the leak-proof underwear is also something else where they, you know, the owner, Joanna Griffiths, said, I was really thinking about how women's bodies change over time, and I wanted to reflect that.
Teriro Mazewa is a staff editor and writer for the New York Times Opinion section. Her recent piece is titled Victoria's Secret in 2018, Fewer Women Want to Hear It. A retail analyst you talked to said that Victoria's Secret is losing share to other brands because it's out of touch. What did he mean by that?
Yes, that was a retail analyst at Citibank, and he really had some insightful comments about this. I mean, he follows the sector so much, and he mentioned that Victoria's Secret is out of touch largely because of how it's marketing to women. Like, women just want to see something different, and Victoria's Secret needs to catch up and make some changes if it wants to thrive in an era of, like, body positivity movements and all these different choices that women are making. It needs to just alter itself and catch up that way.
Is part of the problem the fact that Victoria's Secret is almost exclusively run by men?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Victoria's Secret's board of 12 people has 3 women on it, and one of those women is the CEO's wife. I mean, that's definitely, you know, it's hard to overlook that. And when you look at these newer companies, they're run by women. So everything about the company, everything about Victoria's Secret from its creation has been about men and how they want to see women. But you see it now in 2018, and it's still the same, and the company is still run by men. I mean, you had one of the executives making a comment to Vogue a few weeks ago now, saying they considered casting, you know, they've considered casting models who look different, like plus-size models and transgender models, but they just didn't really make the cut. And that's, you know, I think that says a lot to women who want to see different people.
Is another part of their problem the fact that they're pretty heavily invested in stores located in shopping malls, which themselves are losing traffic? Do they just not get enough traffic in their stores?
They don't get enough traffic in their stores, and they've closed a number of stores, but they're still doing all right in that sense, and they are available online. But you also consider the fact that if fewer people are going into the mall, fewer people are going into the store, and then the ones who do go into the store sometimes just feel a sense of being, like, overwhelmed. Either they don't really want to talk about their bra sizes or feel like they have to buy something with the pressure of, like, a saleswoman or a salesman, or, you know, they just find the store itself overwhelming, right? It's a lot of pink, which, I mean, I love pink, but not everybody does, right? It's like an overpowering color. It's the scent of all the perfumes that they sell, but they also do makeup sometimes. And then you think, okay, do I want to go over to their more like college athleisure stuff, or should I just be looking at the more sexy, lacy stuff? I think people just find the process of actually being in store very overwhelming.
Teriro Mazewa, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Teriro Mazewa is a staff editor and writer for the New York Times Opinion section. She writes about culture, style, and human rights. Her recent piece is titled Victoria's Secret in 2018, Fewer Women Want to Hear It. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.